You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Are you trying to find the perfect distribution platform to get your music on Spotify and Apple? I personally use and love DistroKid. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/DistroKid to get a small discount and get access to a platform with unlimited uploads for a yearly fee. Happy uploading and enjoy the show.
One, two, three.
Hello and welcome back to the Mixing Music Podcast. I'm your host, DK, and today with me, as always, my partner in crime, my co-host, my beloved friend, Lucid Lou.
I am very lucid right now.
Whatever that means. I need to look up the definition of lucid again. All I know is it like relative to dreams. Lucid Lou, how are you doing?
I'm feeling pretty lucid. I've been good, you know, mixing, mastering as always. Was actually able to get Sloza, our assistant here, more involved in some projects, which is pretty cool. Danny's been, running some more sessions. Like, we actually had them both running sessions at the same time at one point the other day.
There you go. Yeah, welcome to In the Mix, where we actually give our interns opportunities.
Yeah, it's been fun watching the team grow.
It really has been. Henry's here with us now, who's helping us out with our content and our videos.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to our interns.
Helping me with my health.
Yeah.
Went to the gym today with Henry.
Henry convinced us all to get gym passes, so look at that. And today you went.
Yeah.
Today I just signed up.
Henry's like, you got to take it seriously. I'm like, let's go right now.
Dang. That's the best way to get Lou to do stuff. Right now.
Right now. Let's go.
So today, this is an episode that I know all of y'all want to hear, but I've resisted, but now that we're officially an affiliate sponsored by Plugin Boutique, now we have a reason to. Let's talk about our favorite plugins.
Plugins.
All right. Now, if you're listening, anything that I say that's on Plugin Boutique, use my code. I get paid. You're going to pay the same price anyway. Okay. Use my code. Go to my Instagram at DKMixes or go to links.dkmixes.com. And there's a tab under there called My Resources. Click on Plugin Boutique. Anything that you buy, once you click on my link, I get a commission of. And it doesn't add anything to your... If anything, it actually adds a discount to your cost. So,
nice.
So let's start off that off. But not every plugin that I want to talk about today comes from Plugin Boutique. And before we start talking about our favorite plugins, Lou. I know we talk about Gear Lust, which is a whole nother episode. But let's talk about plugins.
Can I be Lusty Lou?
Yes, next episode is Lusty Lou, 100% sure. Let's talk about, is it good or bad to grow your collection of plugins?
It is both good and bad because it's a timing issue. If you do it too early, you don't actually learn what you're using. You don't actually know how to fully use it. But if you do it progressively and you actually learn why you chose a specific plugin and how to use that plugin to its best possible use, and then you say, well, I noticed that this plugin's a little bit different in this way, and I actually like this difference. Let me grab this one too, versus saying, let me get the Mercury bundle and then be like, okay, now I have all the plugins from Waves. Now I can do anything, but you don't actually know what you're doing with any of it.
So let's talk about, I'm not going to talk about Waves. We do not talk trash on this podcast.
No, we don't, but I'm just saying.
But there's going to be a regular amount of no mentioning of Waves on this plugins. Wave plugins on this podcast. And we actually have nothing against Waves, actually. Waves is actually really, really amazing.
I still
use
it all the time, especially the Renaissance bundle.
I still use it all. Actually, okay, never mind. We are going to talk about Waves. I use the R-Comp, the DSer, R-Bass.
Oh, yeah.
SSL E-Channel.
Arvox is actually surprisingly good for simplicity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we do use a lot of Waves plugins. All of them, to be honest.
You can't deny that a lot of times, you know, with the topic of, is it a bad idea to have a lot of plugins? You know, the one time you do see a lot of people that don't really know how to use it, they tend to have, like, you know, a load of plugins, and the number one plugin requested and when they ask for something is Waves, you know?
There you go. Okay, hold on. I want to keep talking about how plugins are used and the importance of them and all the meta macro stuff, but I'm just dying to talk about plugins that I think that discovering new plugins and trying new plugins is always super important. I think that, especially as an engineer, an experienced engineer, always continuing to learn. Dave Pensado does this. He's always the first one to get on those new plugins. Like, it's incredible to me. The dude who's old as crap is still learning, and that's why he's still relevant. And so I think, going back to your point, I think always finding new plugins is really good if you can afford it, and there's always free ones that you can look into. But more importantly, to, as you increase not just the number of plugins that you have, but your knowledge and your toolkit of, and learning how each one works and how they sound.
Yeah.
So when your client says, hey, we need more bass, now you have 100 different ways of solving issues that the client asks for, or whatever that the mix is asking for that you need to solve. If you have 100 different ways to solve all these problems or more, you're going to be a better mixer. Okay, so on that note, I got that stuff out of the way. I need to talk about my favorite discovery that I have not been this excited about new plugins in a while. It's actually not Plugin Boutique. It is the Kush Audio plugins. The House of Kush, Kush Audio. We're not sponsored by them, but this week I just did like the $10 a month bundle for them. Holy crap. I'm going to buy them. I'm going to quit my anniversary, my monthly thing. I'm just going to buy outright the Novatron. They have the Clarifonic, the AR1, which is the Verimu version. Like, all of their compressors are just so stupid good, and the saturation is just so gorgeous. The distortion saturation on each of them is just absolutely gorgeous. I cannot. Oh my gosh, it's so good. They're so good. I can't. I can't get over it. I haven't had plugins this good in a while.
I'm just enjoying hearing your excitement over it.
Yeah. Dude, wow.
Like, I've used them many times, so I'm just saying it's kind of funny because hearing your excitement behind it, it's like, you know what's funny? I've already had them, but now I'll give them another listen. Just that excitement is enticing.
It's so good. Hold on. I need to change some settings.
All good.
But keep the conversation going.
So one thing that I've always actually liked about the House Kush is they actually have really good harmonic distortion plugins that when you use them, it's almost as if you don't really know what you're fully doing unless you dive deep into them. It's almost like a rabbit hole plugin. But if you just start moving a few things around early on when I first started using them, there was a really hard way to fuck it up. Like, they really sound good, and you just mess around with it like a new toy, like a kid at a toy store. Like, what does this one do?
No, it's so good. It's so good. Like, honestly, if I had those three compressors and the four or five... one knob saturators.
Oh, you mean the Omegas?
Yeah, Omegas. They're so good. Oh, it's so good. I just can't get over. So that's what I'm excited about today.
And you know they have a preamp that matches those Omegas.
Yeah,
right?
They're meant. So it's kind of supposed to be like the Slate reference thing, but with preamps, if you use their pre, which is just a really clean pre, that's and then the plugins are built. So you can use the plugin standalone, which that's how I use it. But if you have their pre, it's supposed to emulate going through a Neve or an API pre or whatever.
But let's be honest. If you have something clean like a True Systems or maybe like an Apollo, an Apogee, whatever, you know, those preamps are so clean that it's just going to add that character to it.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Oh, man. Now let's talk about really, what about you? Any new plugins for you? What's your newest one?
You know, it's funny. I don't buy plugins all the time, but I like, I have a lot, but it's because I like to rediscover. You know what I mean?
I think that's important too.
I feel like a lot of times our mixes change as we find plugins that we like, and then we find out that something's lacking from before. Maybe we're not adding as much spatial width as we used to. Like, for instance, like I already saw that the other day I did a master, and even though I use Ozone a lot just for the spatial spectrum and for the, what is it, where you get a little more impact from the low end, the bass.
The low end focus.
Low end focus.
On Isotope. Available on Plugin Boutique.
Those two things are really cool. But, you know, I forgot about the K-Stereo from UAD, the Precision K-Stereo.
Ooh.
That actually was really good, and I haven't used it in a long time. Sometimes we forget that we have great plugins in front of us.
Yeah, no, it's true. On that note, I leave, you know, the sticky notes on Mac?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I have a sticky note of all of my least used plugins as a reminder to try them out and use them or go back to them.
Yeah. You know which one I actually used the other day that I haven't touched in a while ever since I got on Saturn?
What's that?
Voice of God.
Ooh.
Because Voice of God always gave me that great low end for thickening things, but Saturn always made that low end stand out. So this time, instead of using one or the other, I just combined them. I was like, you know what? I need more low end, but I also don't want to, you know, put too much bass in the mix.
Yo, any longtime listener of the podcast knows that I'm a big fan of Voice of God. It's also a trick from Leslie Brathwaite, 808's Voice of God.
Yep.
And it's also meant for, I think they market it as emulate the proximity effect from a microphone, so you get more low end from a vocal, clean low end.
Oh my God. Put it on a kick drum just on the beater mic. And it's funny, you can almost recreate the resonant mic.
That's wild. That's so awesome. So now that we're talking about this, I want to talk about why we use. So someone on Instagram this week asked me questions. Feel free to ask us any questions on Instagram. Someone on Instagram asked me this week, what's the point? DK, you always talk about that you can outmix anybody with stock plugins. But why do you continue to use third-party plugins? What's the point of third-party plugins if stock plugins can take you all the way? And I would say the number one reason is actual functionality. For example, this stock plugin, EQ plugin on Pro Tools does not have dynamic EQ. Doesn't sound worse. It's function that is missing. Now, there's a lot of functions, for example, and you can go into sound. For example, Lo-Fi is their distortion type plugin, but it doesn't have a diverse amount of sounds.
Nope.
It's got one or two sounds, and that's about it. And that's cool. Some plugins have a lot of diversity. Some plugins don't. And I do want to emphasize that number one is functionality. It adds a new toolkit that I don't have. Waves, Isotope RX does this. If you don't have a noise reducer or a declicker or depop or whatever, Plugin Alliance has it as well. Like, that is a utility that doesn't usually come stock on Pro Tools.
Yeah, you're right. And honestly, the only kind of multiband EQ, if you can even call it that, is the multiband compressor that you can only get from, what is it called? The Avid Complete Plugin Bundle.
Yeah.
And you can only get that on the subscription or pay for it separately.
Yeah, and I mean, it depends on the DAW too. Like, Logic has a lot of different DAWs.
Yeah, Logic has a lot of great tools.
Studio One has a lot of, like, almost every DAW that I've used has a lot of really awesome tools.
Pro Tools is coming around the corner.
Pro Tools is coming up. I think they're slowly catching up for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to quickly answer that question. There's also, guess what? On Plugin Boutique, they have a huge selection of free plugins. And guess what? If you're not a Pro Tools user, this is going to make you happy. Go to links.dkmixes.com. Go to my resources. Click on Plugin Boutique. Almost all the free plugins are not compatible with Pro Tools, but compatible with every single other DAW. So if you love free plugins and if you're trying to test them out, go to plugin boutique.com. download all their free pluginboutique.com, download all their free plugins, learn about them. It's really dope. I downloaded a bunch of like, I downloaded like 5 to 10 free plugins this week actually as well.
Nice. I know. Yeah, it's not mentioning other names, but basically, I know that you can also get like the EQ2 with another company as well. There's a lot of really cool companies that are putting out like free stuff, but Plugin Boutique, I remember hearing about them back when I was in college. And the teachers always said, hey, before you buy a plugin, check it on somebody's website, then check it on Plugin Boutique. They have some pretty unique discounts. Like, that's kind of the cool thing, too. Like, what a lot of people don't realize is that Plugin Boutique actually can help you save money. Before you pull the trigger, give their site a shot.
AKA Isotope, which is what I want to talk about next. Isotope is always discounted on Plugin Boutique. There's the best prices there, some of the best prices there. I love Isotope. Master Rebalance, is, I've talked about it before, probably one of my favorite, especially if you work with a lot of rappers or art singers that use two-track beats and the mix of the two-track sucks. Master Rebalance is a simple, big process. It takes a lot of processing, but a simple plugin where you can sonically raise the bass kick and vocals in a two-track or lower them. Obviously, if you use too much, it leaves some artifacts, but doing a little bit goes a long way, and I use it a lot for mixes with two tracks, and I'm a big fan. I mean, Isotope, the only thing I'm not a fan of with Isotope is their top end. You've heard me say this before. I'm not a big fan of their top-end boost, but anything other than that, I love Isotope.
I actually like using their dynamic EQ for the mid-range. Anything like resonant, like around like, say, 700 hertz, like that nasally kind of area. Maybe some of that like bitiness from horn sections, like around like 3K. Like, it's not bad for that if you're doing like 2-3 decibels worth of like dynamic reduction.
And I think like the vintage tape thing is underrated as well.
I haven't used it too much just because the one thing I really do like is the saturation, the multi-band saturation.
Mm-hmm. With all the various different types, with oversampling that's included.
Like, I actually have a preset which is just called Loose Start, where I use only the modules that I like in the order that I like them, but all I have is divided up to frequency bands so that I can actually go move it around as I see fit, just so I'm not clicking it in every time. But honestly, for the low end, the tube saturation for anything under 100 hertz can really help get your mix cut to have like low end that cuts through.
Yeah.
Yeah, Isotope's great for that one.
Yeah, and actually moving on to the next thing, let's talk about Plugin Alliance. I think we're both, you're subscribed to the full thing,
yeah,
the $25 a month. I'm subscribed to the Mix and Master thing, the $15 a month. I say that with Plugin Alliance, if you have Plugin Alliance, you're set.
Yeah, like, honestly speaking, I run an HDX system here in Studio A, while in Studio B it's native. I love the fact that when I have a session in B, I can take my same template in there. But when I'm in A, it automatically converts my plugins into the DSP format. So
yeah,
I never have an issue. I can take it to any major studio.
There you go. And if anybody listening to this podcast right now that's not familiar with Pro Tools, Pro Tools has two versions, the native version, which is the most common one, or three versions. They have the free version that
Pro Tools first.
I've never actually used it. It's got limitations. Track. Yeah. And Pro Tools native, which is the most common one. Pro Tools HDX, HD, or now they call it Ultimate, is the main flagship software that in order to use its full utilities and everything, you need their specific hardware as well. The concept is kind of like Universal Audio, where you have specific hardware that you plug in and it relieves computer processing through the DSP, but it's Avid-specific DSP, and a lot of companies can make Avid-specific DSP plugins. So, for example, Antares just finally put out the Antares
Hybrid.
Hybrid, there you go, the Auto-Tune Hybrid, which now works off of DSP, so no latency. And anything working on DSP has no latency because it's outside of the box, outside of the computer, it figures out all the latency.
Fact that Plugin Alliance offers both sets of AAX plugins was what sold me.
Yeah.
I could work anywhere, take those same plugins anywhere. I didn't have to buy a separate version of each. Plugin Alliance really made it easy to have a really good collection of plugins. Well, you said $25 a month. Yeah, it's so cheap. I spend more at Starbucks in a week.
And I use a lot of 1176s. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of 1176s on vocals, just a smidgen, just a touch. And CLA 76 doesn't do it. The Universal Audio, some of them do it.
The AE.
The AE version is my favorite. It's got that brighter aggressive distortion or saturation to it. Yo, my favorite one, though, is the purple audio one from Plugin Alliance.
MC-77.
Oh, that is my favorite 1176.
That's my templated 1176 for all recording.
There's no 1176 like it as far as plugins go. I really love it.
It's so good.
I love the saturation. I love the way it compresses. Which is so funny. Like, I love compressors because I love the saturation, like the tonal difference. This is one of the only ones that I also like for the compression. Like the Purple Audio 1176 really compresses things, but somehow it's really balanced and doesn't compress it too hard. It's a really great compressor. And then on top of that, it has the best saturation that I've heard in 1176. It's so good.
It's a nice like mid forward, but not like a harsh mid forward.
Yes. Yes.
Because a lot of 1176s tend to get harsh fast, or they sound congested.
There you go. There you go. And I'm a big fan of Plugin Alliance. And I just
have you tried the Cascade?
The Cascade?
Yeah, the Cascade saturation.
What?
Yeah, you got to try it.
Is this on Plugin Alliance?
Yes, it is. And it's amazing.
Cascade?
It's basically mastering grade saturation. It's based off of a huge unit. I believe it's made by Phil.
What's his name?
Phil
something. Yeah, okay.
I'm forgetting his name right now.
It's that tube-looking box thing. Yeah.
If you actually play with it, because you actually have to read the manual to fully understand what it's doing at each setting, because there's no descriptions outside of like numbers and letters.
Yep.
But it sounds so damn good that you just throw that on your master bus, similar to like what, once again, I know me and you both share this one, Black Box.
Mm-hmm.
Black Box is another amazing one. Throw it on your vocal bus, on your music bus,
saturation,
on your master bus, whatever. But that Cascade arguably can knock it out anytime, but it's also dependent on what settings you're using. Sometimes it could also sound like doo-doo, but 9 times out of 10, it sounds amazing.
So good. So good. On that note, honestly, I'm just a big fan of plugins, especially where they're at now. When I didn't have any outboard gear, it wasn't cool to say that plugins are dope and I don't like outboard gear because I didn't have enough money to have outboard gear. But now that we have outboard gear, we have enough money to buy outboard gear, I'm really proud to say that with the technology that we have, I can fully confidently, yes, I will prefer to use a couple of my pieces, but I can confidently send out my mixes to big label clients fully in the box and not even feel bad about it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even feel bad about it. Now, I will probably choose to use some of my outboard gear because I have it and I have access to me and I like them and the way they sound, but it's not going to make me any less confident if I was on an airplane or on a bus, had my headphones on. Maybe not on the plane, it's too loud. But if I had my headphones on at home using only plugins all in the box, I would not feel bad. I would be just as confident. I think it's taken a long time for plugins to get there, but I'm very glad where it's at right now. And saturation is getting so good, especially with Kush Audio. I can emphasize with that. Oh my gosh.
But we can also be honest, like sometimes it's not even about the newer plugins and how much better they've gotten. We mentioned the Renaissance bundle earlier, and that bundle came out, 15 years ago? Like, the original Renaissance came out in, 2005, 2006, maybe? And it's still a standard plugin set for a lot of modern-day, engineers. Like, you see our comp on almost every other session that gets sent to us from another studio, and there's ways to make it sound amazing. Also, what is it, Renaissance X? Throw that on an 808 and hear how it saturates and actually cuts through the mix a little bit better.
Yes.
Honestly, even the older plugins were great, but they were great if you understand and accept the fact that they sound unique. They weren't perfect, but they were definitely interesting.
Evil. And I still use it. Let's be honest. I still use R-Comp. I still use R-Box of R-Vox. I use R-Bass. I've used R the AAX, whatever it is.
Yep.
Waves still has a place in my heart. I just think that it is, no matter how good it is, I think it's slightly overrated. Because the fact of the matter is, Waves gets a lot of attention. And they get a lot of customers. And I hope they continue to get so, because they deserve it. But because everybody sees waves as this really dope and amazing thing, I say that they're overrated, not because they're bad, but because there's so many other options out there that, in my opinion, are way better than waves for different circumstances. Plug-in Alliance is one of them.
No, it's definitely like, whoa, difference.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, that AMEC EQ, what is it, the 2098? No, the AMEC 200A?
Yeah, that's the AMEC one. The EQ, yeah, I don't use that one that much.
Yeah, you introduced me to the Airband on that one, and I was like, ooh.
Oh, you mean the Moog?
No.
Is this the AMEC one?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the Mastering Grid one, the black one.
Yeah.
Oh, dope. I was thinking about the other one for some
reason.
That thing
sounds
so good. Oh, yeah. 26 kilohertz.
No, that's why I made a mistake with the 2098.
26 kilohertz. So the secret is 26 kilohertz, not high shelf, but the broadest band possible, 26 kilohertz. It's a clone of what companies make it?
Is it a clone of the ISA?
It's the same.
The GML.
I mean, it's all different, but they're basically all the same. The GML, the Sontek, the Massalek, they all use the same sort of like frequency and the way that they work. They sound different, sure, but it's within the same family. And that's kind of what it's emulating, is that same family of Mastering Grid plugins. That 26K, oof. Beautiful.
Have you seen the ADL clones from BOZ?
Ooh, I do know BOZ.
Yeah, they make a really good ADL or ADR, I think, maybe, whatever it is. But basically, it's this black EQ and black compressor. The mid-range and the top end on that thing is amazing. And you know what's funny? Boosting the low end with it, not my favorite thing, but cutting the low end with it is really nice. It's funny. I don't like the boost, but I love the cut of the low end on it.
Which is so funny. And that's what you're going to find as you continue to grow your plugin arsenal. You're going to find specific utilities in some plugins that you like and some that you don't. And that's all, like, the more you have and the more you know them, it's really going to help you kind of diversify and figure out more ways to solve a problem or more ways to get to a certain sound.
Kind of like one comparison that I like to make whenever talking about like the analog versus digital version of their plugins or whatever. The Distressor. The Distressor, there's probably three that I know of. There's the Soft Tube Distressor. There is the Universal Audio Distressor. And Empirical Labs actually released their own
Arouser.
Arouser.
Which is basically the Distressor.
With a sidechain
filter.
Slate
has a Distressor.
Oh, yeah, the FG Stress.
Yep.
Yeah. But the funny thing is, on the hardware, there is no mix knob for parallel compression or mixing of it. You know what I mean? So the Distressor is very aggressive, but I've also noticed that the level of aggression behind it is different from each Distressor clone plugin. But
all of them have a mix knob.
All of them have a mix knob. But the funny thing is, I still gravitate to the UA one just because Distressors, like the older ones, kind of sounded just fat. Like they were supposed to be sharp and pretty clean and aggressive, like an 1176, LA3A, LA2A kind of thing. But they were kind of like also tiny bit dull on the transients. They were good for rounding out, and UA came out with a really good version of that. But the thing that I hate about the UA one is it doesn't have a sidechain like all the other ones.
There you go.
It's almost really bad because I want to use it more on vocals, but I want to be a little more gentle with it.
There you go. And that's part of the thing is, again, same plugin, same clone, different functionalities.
Exactly.
So, and that's why it's awesome. And we live in this great age where, honestly, anybody can make a plugin. Anybody can start learning C++ and make a plugin. And capitalism is taking over. We're getting cheaper and cheaper and better plugins every day. And I'm really grateful for what we have. I'm really grateful for plugins and where we're at right now. Yeah. I'm really blessed to say that I'm young enough that I've never had, I'll say opportunity for now, but I'm blessed to never have had the opportunity to have to work in analog, fully analog. Like with tape, you have to work with consoles. Nah, like my entire time that I've been doing this, I've used analog out of a want and a flavor taste choice instead of a lack of technology, you know? Which I'm really grateful for. I'm really, really grateful for, because everything that I hear about tape and the one or two times that I've used it, it sucked ass. And I'm so grateful for plugins that emulate tape.
You know what's funny? There's a lot of people that came from tape that still agree, hey, you know, tape had its benefits, but it was very specific units that got famous because a lot of them were really bad. So also, depending on the tape machine you were using, there wasn't getting around bad.
Yeah.
It was more like you were trying to fix the sound of the tape machine half the time.
There you go. And I mean, like, even Leslie said, he's like, you can't pay me enough money to go back to do an out-of-the-box mix. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, I'm never again, basically.
Yeah.
And
the only time I'll do, like, a console mix is if I'll actually record the direct outs, the channels post-processing. So at the very least, if all I had to do is turn up a vocal, I'm going to do that in Pro Tools.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Which is another mixing secret right here that we're going to give, which is totally unrelated to the topic of the show, which is sometimes just turn things up. If you can't hear it, just turn it up. Sometimes that's all it is.
Yeah. You don't have to add a massive amount of EQ or compression. In fact, if you put more compression, it's probably going to hide even more.
There you go. Oh, also, we're sponsored by Autotune Antares. They have their $25 bundle. For $25, you get all of their Antares plugins.
Oh, yeah.
Again, that's in resources on links.dkmixes.com. $25, you get all of their autotunes, including hybrid. And you get AVOX, all of their plugins. So they have like saturation plugin called Warm. They have the Harmony Engine, which is really dope for like harmonies. With
really
vocoder stuff, Throat is really cool. They have a lot of really cool, unique plugins that nobody else has that I recommend at least checking them out. You could demo them for free as well.
Do they still make the mic modeler?
Oh, yeah.
Where you can actually see what the input mic is and what the output mic.
Exactly.
Yeah, they were. They did that, like, once again, like 15 years ago.
Yeah, but way before Slate did it. Like, this is, Antares was the original people to do this mic modeling thing.
But once again, marketing is such a magical thing.
Marketing. And as a marketer, I can say I appreciate marketing, but as a marketer, I also know what's just marketing and what's not. For example, quick thought. Did you realize that potentially, maybe, when Elon Musk broke the glass on the Cybertruck. Maybe that was on purpose.
No way.
That was marketing. Because look how much it blew up because of it. I'd be very surprised if it was on accident.
In fact, I'd be kind of happy if it was on accident and then it still succeeded to make my company bigger. So for him, either way, it was a win.
There you go. Which marketing is its whole other thing. I love marketing, so... on that note, I think that we've kind of talked about plugins enough. Well, we're going to do this every once in a while. We're going to recap new plugins that we're doing. I think we should do this every month or every other month or something like that.
I say quick shout out to MDW.
MDW?
Yeah, the EQ5 from UA.
Ooh.
Yeah. We didn't mention that one, but that one
is that the Massenburg one?
Yeah. That one's amazing in every range and every way.
Ooh. Actually, the George Massenburg plugin, the MDW on UA is phenomenal. Their top end is delicious, and it's the same thing as the AMEC.
I haven't used the native version of it because they do offer one, and they offer an AEX version DSP, which I'm very interested because I'd love to apply that into my template.
Yeah, the Massenburg EQ is, I've heard by many people that I respect, is one of their secret EQ plugins, their secret sauce.
I use it on almost every master because of how good it is.
It's so good. It's so good. Well, on that note, I think we've said enough about plugins. Thank you so much for listening. Again, if you're interested in any of these plugins, feel free to follow me on Instagram, go to the link in my bio, or go directly to links.dkmixes.com. Click on resources and you will see it. I will eventually, actually, hopefully today, I will have all of our affiliates and sponsors available on mixandmusicpodcast.com as well, where on mixandmusicpodcast.com, you can apply to be a guest as well as you can apply for some mix feedback if you're looking for mix feedback. But you know where we do a lot of mix feedback and a lot of communicating is on Discord. Join our Discord, also on links.dkmixes.com.
We have emojis that look like us, kind of.
Yeah, I just boosted the server. We got custom emojis. We got a lot of cool people on there, a lot of questions and answers, a lot of resources for everybody. And if we take questions, if we do live streaming, it's going to be notified on Discord. So if anything that we announce is going to be on Discord first. So get into the exclusive Discord, Mixing Music Podcast Discord. Links.dkmixes.com. All right, I've said that at least 20 times. I think that we have had enough. It's also in the description in the podcast or in the YouTube video, whichever you're watching. That's right. Thank you so much for listening, my friends. Happy mixing and stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah! If you'd like to take advantage of my free guides and online videos, please check out links.dkmixes.com. That's links.dekeimixes.com. If you can't get enough of the Mixing Music Podcast and want three times the amount of episodes every week, subscribe to our exclusive content for only $4 a month or $40 a year at mixingmusicpodcast.com/exclusive. Happy mixing, my friends, and enjoy the show.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.